What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Jess Kelly, I don't know what I called you earlier on. Did you catch it? I gave you the wrong title.
I think you said technical expert, which is just sensational.
No, I think I called you a technological correspondent, which makes absolutely no sense. But you respond to all of these names, don't you?
Well, you've called me worse, so I mean, I'll take anything to do relating near, close to my job title, I will take.
That's off air. On air, I maintain the veneer of professionalism. Jess, Apple have an event, which means they're creating more things for me to buy. What are they trying to sell me?
They're trying to get you to purchase an iPad or maybe a new MacBook or maybe upgrade your AirPods. This is one of the two big product events that Apple does during the year. So normally around September time, we'll get a new iPhone or 3, which is always very, very exciting. But in recent years, tablets have kind of come back in, particularly over the last year or so. A lot of people have been looking for a sort of companion device, either for productivity or for a bit of crack to watch Netflix or YouTube or whatever you're having yourself. And I am one of the people that bought an iPad. I don't know if I've spoken about it enough because I'm obsessed with it. And they're basically going to be upgrading. We think they're going to upgrade the Pro models. So these are the ones that are set.
They're the big ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they're big. They are very big. They're kind of the ones that are looking to take and replace your laptop. So it's a 12.9-inch screen is the biggest one. And if you think about a lot of the laptops, like some of the MacBooks, for example, would be 13-inch. So very close to that. And then there's an 11-inch model as well. And what makes these Pro models sort of special is the fact that they have incredible power built in. They have great storage built in. The version of the operating system that runs on these iPads is fantastic. I have the iPad Air, and I've spoken to Pat about this quite a bit here on News Talk, that I went for the iPad Air over the iPad Pro because I actually wanted a smaller device. But in terms of productivity and all the rest, the Air did everything I wanted to do. So I'm going to be watching this event tonight, which kicks off at 6 o'clock Irish time, very closely to see if I should be kicking myself and wanting a new iPad Pro. The big thing that they're saying is that it'll have mini LED, which is teeny tiny little LEDs that will make the colours look even better than they already look. And they do look stunning. Okay. Also,
so in other words, it'll be shinier, but not necessarily more functional.
Well, this is where it gets interesting if you're an absolute nerd. You know, on the Mac, so on their computers and on the Mac Mini, which is sort of their new desktop thing, they have the M1 chip. This is the chip that has completely blown me away because I have fallen down the Apple rabbit hole and I bought a Mac Mini.
It took a while to get you here.
I mean, it's only taken me 32 years. It's grand.
Yes, welcome to the club. They'll just keep removing cash from your pocket.
Yeah, so I bought a Mac Mini M1 last year and I absolutely love it. The power in it is sensational. I got the 8 gigabit version. There's a 16 gigabit version as well, but I went for the 8 and I, you know, edit tech talk on it. I mess around with videos on it. I'm learning to do Photoshop. It doesn't struggle with any of those programs at all.
No, you're preaching to the converted here because I do all my editing as well, but my favourite thing about any Apple product is you close it or you turn it off and you reopen it and it's all still there. You don't have to wait 15 minutes for it to come up. The productivity time saved is remarkable.
The boot time is sensational. And I think there's talk that they might bring that chipset into the iPad, which would be a bit of a game changer. So I know I sound like, you know, a teenage girl talking about the Westlife reunion, but I am very excited. I cannot wait. I'm delighted that it's happening. And as I said, we'll be watching it tonight and then we will have the full details of what is announced and what is confirmed on tomorrow's News Talk Breakfast. But we're expecting new iPads, maybe some new Macs, maybe some new AirPods, an upgrade to Apple TV and a few other bits as well.
Yeah, the AirPods, they've only just, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm looking at the old ones I have here, they only announced the new ones recently enough. I can't believe they've moved on to the next generation or the third generation already. So when will we find out about these shiny things? This evening? It's one of those presentations.
It's one of those presentations that kicks off at 6 o'clock. Usually you have to sit through a good 20 minutes of presentations about what they're doing, either for the environment or for education. And the education side is one that we should actually watch, given what we've been through over the last 12 and 13 months, to see what we can do. But by around 7 o'clock this evening, we should know the full details of what is confirmed, and we will hopefully have some of the new bits and pieces in this very studio before too long.
Okay, very good. The reading in the year is 2 weeks ago. Second reference to reading in the year, so you can tell there's not much on telly. They showed Steve Jobs announcing the original iPad in 2010, and it just goes to the core of what a brilliant communicator he was. He said, "We always knew there was a step between the phone and the laptop, and here it is, iPad." And they just haven't looked back from that point, really. They've just kept creating technology that's easy to use. Yes, we're fangirling, so we'll move on.
Thank you. Questions
that have come in. PJ, what tablet would you recommend for my mother-in-law, who is 88? She has used a tablet for the last 8 years. Well, if she's not going for the new iPad Pro, Jess, what would you recommend for her?
I would look at something like the Lenovo M10. This is a very affordable tablet. It runs Android. It's incredibly easy to use, but it's also nice to look at as well. The fact that she's used to this technology means that, you know, she will absolutely just take to it like a duck to water. The other one, if you want to spend a little bit more money, is the Samsung Tab A. There is an 8-inch version or a 10-inch version. For me, if you're getting a tablet, you may as well get the 10-inch version, because you just get more use out of it. It looks better. You can kind of use it as a TV replacement almost if you're watching movies and so on.
Can you please ask Jess from Donal, what is the name of the Huawei earbuds for €79 she recommended, and where can one get them?
One can get them. It's the Huawei FreeBuds 4i. The 4i is the important part, because there's the FreeBuds 3 and all the rest, but the ones that are €79 are 4i. So if you put in Huawei 4i, you will see them. You can get them pretty much all over. I saw them because a friend of mine was asking about them. So you can buy them directly from the Huawei website if you so wish.
I know you talked about them before, but what's so fantastic about these ones?
The fact that they're €79, the fact that they're incredibly comfortable. Like we were talking about AirPods there, AirPods are the one Apple product that I just can't get into at all. I find them super uncomfortable. I find that my huge, big kind of quagmire jaw from Family Guy makes them fall out quite a bit. They're just not that comfortable. So I'm not wild on those. I think if you want something that looks similar to the Apple ones but without the price tag, then the Huawei 4i is the way to go.
During lockdown and my many, many walks, I realised I'd been using them wrong for years, and they were in at the wrong angle. It was a moment of clarity that I have to say was surprising for everyone who had to be bored with the story afterwards. Question for Jess: can you recommend an iPad tablet for secondary school students? We'll be using it at school and we'll have the textbooks loaded onto it, etc. Normally schools give you standardised, don't they? Bring in this one. This seems to be kind of a bring what you want one.
Well, what I would recommend you do is that there's an organisation called Wriggle, so Wriggle. I always get scared when I'm spelling on air, but that's it. Wriggle, it's the company that specialises in this. So if you tell them what school your child is in, chances are they'll be familiar what the done thing is, and they'll be able to advise you specifically, because some schools, as you said there, Jono, do say Apple Books, you know, specifically, or some would do Open to All. So I would get on to someone like Wriggle and chat to them. Also, ask the school for advice as well, because I'm loath to recommend something and then have you come back to me in a few months' time saying it's actually not suitable.
Does Jess think that the Samsung Galaxy A12 would be a decent budget smartphone for a price of €189, as there's something better? That's from James in Wexford.
Yes, the Samsung A range are very good. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what other ones are good in that price range. My go-to one was always the Huawei P Smart. However, it doesn't have Google Play services. It's getting better in terms of the apps that you can get. I was actually using the P Smart 2020 version or 2021 version 2 weeks ago. and it wasn't as bad. Like, it's definitely improved. So if you'd be willing to move to a different, a slightly different operating system, that could be worth looking at. Alternatively, Nokia have some brilliant phones. I think it's the Nokia 5.4 that is in and around that price range. But the Samsung A12 is a great phone as well.
Okay, this is a really interesting question, because I often ask a question when I'm doing media training: when was the last time you bought an FM radio? And very few hands go up, because most people are consuming stations like this using a multitude of different ways. But this listener is asking, any recommendations for a good Bluetooth radio system? I have a Bluetooth speaker, a cheap one, and my radio, but I want to scrap one and have a single device that covers it all.
Okay, so there's a few different aspects to this question. You could get something like one of the Roberts radios that will allow you to get all of your radio stations, and then you can also use it as a Bluetooth speaker. Or you could go down the route of either a smart speaker, so that is a Google or an Amazon Echo type device, and you could ask the device to play your radio stations using something like TuneIn. So you could say, and I won't say it now because I don't want to trigger all the devices around the country.
Please do.
No, I get
play
in trouble.
News talk.
No, I get in trouble when I do it. Come here to me, you. That's our new code name for it. Come here to me, you. Play News Talk on TuneIn, and it'll play it straight away. So,
if I say, "Hey Alexa, play News Talk," I'll confuse them because they're already listening to News Talk.
And again, the number if you want to complain about Jonathan Healy is 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. That wasn't me. But yeah, that they would be your two options. You can either get something like a smart speaker, a Roberts radio, or actually, there's a new Huawei speaker that I was testing over the weekend. I think it's just called Huawei Smart Sound. It's around 200 euros. It's a big speaker, and again, it'll allow you to stream from your phone through the speaker. It's not necessarily a smart speaker, but you have different options there.
Yeah, we've got a little smart speaker that's connected to an iPad mini, and that has become the default radio in the house. And the great thing is it's portable. You just bring it around with you and you can listen to whatever you want in whatever room. Jess, absolute pleasure. Tech Talk is on when?
Tech Talk is on Saturday at 5 o'clock and is available as a podcast first on Friday at noon. And I very nearly forgot.
Absolutely. I was surprised at the slight delay there. For a technological correspondent, I thought you'd have done better. Jess Kelly, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us, as always. Don't